The first serve of the volleyball postseason is in the air, and it was points galore on the football field in round one of the postseason tournament. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid. The volleyball postseason gets started this week with district play. 32 district winners in each of the four divisions will advance to regionals next week. Regional winners face off in quarterfinals on Tuesday, November 14th, with those winners all meeting up in Battle Creek. Kellogg Arena is once again host for both the semifinals and finals. The semifinal round will be Thursday and Friday, November 16th and 17th, with the finals on Saturday, November 18th. Divisions 2 and 3 will play their semifinals on the 16th, with Divisions 1 and 4 on the 17th. And on Championship Saturday, the Division 4 final will start the day at 10 a.m., followed by Division 1 at noon, Division 2 at 2:30, and Division 3 at 4:30. All semifinal and final games will be available to watch on the NFHS Network or to listen to on the MHSAA Championship Radio Network. For updates on who's advancing and where the next round will be played and at what time, be sure to check out MHSAA.com and click on volleyball. North Branch, Pewamo Westphalia, and Mount Pleasant Sacred Heart will all be looking to win a second straight title, while Bloomfield Hills Marion will be trying for a fourth straight title in Division I. It's time for Game Balls when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, Alma soccer star Leo Richter. He's the school's all-time leading scorer with 91 goals. His 91st came in a 2-1 win over Fremont, and that victory sends Alma to its first ever boys soccer semifinal appearance. Buchanan's Emma Miller. She finished first in a Division III cross-country regional and helped her school to a first-place finish as a team. Miller turned in a time of just over 20 minutes. And to the Mount Pleasant Sacred Heart 8-player football team's entire defense. Playing an all-gray Sims team that averaged more than 50 a game, Sacred Heart held them to zero in a 34-0 shutout win in round one of the 8-player playoffs.
For high school seniors, the matchup of the year isn't on the field. It's actually online. That's right. When you fill out the FAFSA, you know, the free application for federal student aid, you could also be eligible for thousands of dollars in additional money from the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. Yep, nearly 80% of students who fill out the FAFSA may be eligible. Now that's a matchup we can all root for. Get started today at michigan.gov/achievement. The Michigan Achievement Scholarship. It's a game changer.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
I am running a great race at Michigan International Speedway. I'm about 2 miles into the 3.1-mile event, and I am on track to set a PR for the season. As I run towards the next turn, a runner a few steps to my left cuts right in front of me, causing me to slow down and nearly stumble. I regain my balance and keep going, but lose precious seconds during the altercation. Is interfering with a runner a penalty? It is. If a race official sees a runner bump, trip, or run across another runner's path, causing them to change course or lose their natural rhythm, it's interference. The runner charged with interference is disqualified. The runner who was interfered with continues on with his or her race.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. The first week of the football postseason is in the books, and there were a number of eye-popping notes from the 128 games in 11-player and 16 games in 8-player. Three 3-win teams made the playoffs. One of them, Lansing Catholic, got their fourth win and advanced. The Cougars will play Ovid Elsie in round two. They say beating the same team in back-to-back weeks is tough, but in Division II, both Birmingham Seaholm and Midland Dow did just that. Seaholm knocked off Groves 56-49 for the second straight week, and Dow took care of crosstown rival Midland 14-7 a week after beating them to end the regular season. Davison and Caledonia had the offenses revved up. Davison beat Lapeer 76-35. That was also a Week 9 rematch that went Davison's way. Caledonia put up 72 in a win over Portage Northern. Goebbels notched its first ever 8-player playoff win by beating Mendon 50-14. Complete coverage of round one and a look ahead to round two is all at MHSAA.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll see you next week.